Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hahnkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the third week of Easter, April 21st, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "The crowd said to Jesus, 'What sign can you do, that we may see and believe in you?' What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" The crowd gathers around Jesus with a question that sounds reasonable, even faithful on the surface. What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? They recall the story of their ancestors who ate manna in the desert, bread from heaven, a daily miracle. Beneath their question is a longing, but also a condition. Show us, and then we will believe. It is a question as old as humanity. It echoes in every age. And if we are honest, it echoes in our own hearts. Lord, prove yourself. Give me a sign. Make it unmistakable, undeniable, immediate. We want faith, but we want it on our terms. And yet there is something quietly tragic in this moment. The one who multiplied loaves the day before stands before them, the very sign they seek, and still they ask for more. There was once a man who walked through a dark valley every night. He carried a small lamp just enough to light the next few steps. He prayed each evening, "God, give me a brighter light, something stronger, something that will show me the whole path at once." One morning, as he prayed, the sun began to rise. Slowly, gently, the valley filled with light. The man looked around, saw everything clearly, and yet he said, "But where is the lamp I asked for?" He had asked for light, but he did not recognize it when it came. This is the drama unfolding in today's gospel. The crowd remembers the manna, but they misunderstood it. They think of it as something Moses gave. They think of it as proof, a spectacle, a past miracle to be matched. But Jesus redirects them. "It was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven." The manna was never the destination. It was a sign pointing forward towards him. And here is the quiet truth. God does not overwhelm us into belief. He invites us into it. He gives signs, but they are often humble, hidden, wrapped in ordinary things. Bread, words, presence, silence. The crowd wants another miracle. Jesus offers himself. There is a temptation in the spiritual life to make our faith dependent on visible proof. If God answers this prayer, I will believe. If he fixes this problem, I will trust him. If I feel something, then I will follow. But love does not grow through conditions. Faith is not a transaction. It is a relationship. The crowd stands before Jesus asking, "What can you do?" But the deeper question is, "What will you receive?" Because Jesus is not just offering a sign, He is offering communion. This gospel is leading us towards one of the deepest revelations of all. Jesus himself is the bread from heaven. Not bread that fills for a day, but bread that satisfies forever. Not a miracle to watch, but a mystery to receive. In the Eucharist, this becomes real. The same Jesus who stood before the crowd now comes to us, not with spectacle, but with quiet fidelity. No thunder, no dazzling display, just bread that is more than bread, presence that is more than we can see. And so the question turns back to us. Do we recognize him? Or do we keep asking for something else? Perhaps today the Lord is not asking us to see more, but to trust more deeply, to notice the quiet ways he is already present, in the rhythm of prayer, in the breaking of bread, in the people placed in our lives, in the grace that sustains us when nothing dynamic happens. Faith grows not by demanding signs, but by receiving what is already given. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the bread from heaven, the quiet answer to the deepest hunger of our hearts. Forgive us for the times we have asked for signs while overlooking your presence among us. Forgive us for the moments we have made faith conditional, waiting for proof instead of trusting your love. Open our eyes to recognize you in the Eucharist, in your word, in the ordinary moments of our life. Teach us to believe not because we have seen everything, but because you have given yourself completely. Nourish us with the bread that does not perish, and lead us into the life that endures forever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each day. When we open up the gospel, its deeper message, its spiritual reflection, and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.